This is IGN.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A state of emergency. This is your IGN review of Alone in the Dark by Tristan Ogilvy. Long before the evil became resident, the hill fell silent, and the space turned dead, there was another seminal survival horror classic that established a lot of the fright-heavy fundamentals that would stalk the shadowy hallways of the genre for decades to come. That game was 1992's Alone in the Dark, which featured 3D graphics that were groundbreaking at the time, as well as a genre-defining emphasis on puzzle-solving, inventory management, and combat that involved just as much flight as fight. Now, developer Pieces Interactive has reimagined the aging original in the form of a new Alone in the Dark, but although it features some surprising environments to explore and a fairly compelling supernatural mystery to unravel, its shallow combat and basic enemy design ensures that it's not quite the triumphant haunted homecoming it could have been. As was the case with the 1992 original, Alone in the Dark allows you to take control of either private investigator Edward Carnby or his client Emily Hartwood, an unlikely pair who travel together to a secluded estate in 1920s Louisiana called Dorsetto Manor in search of Emily's missing uncle, Jeremy. Whereas the original 3D models of Edward and Emily featured polygon counts so low it looked like they'd been assembled from a split bag of colored tortilla chips, here they're played by David Harbour from Stranger Things and Jodie Comer from Killing Eve, respectively. The two recognizable leads deliver credible performances amidst the incredible events that unfold around them, and Harbour, in particular, seems perfectly cast as a hard-boiled detective who wouldn't balk at a glass of bourbon for breakfast. Dorsetto Manor has been reimagined as a psychiatric hospital of sorts this time around, and there's an expanded cast of residents and members of staff to interact with over the course of the investigation, the bulk of whom are quirky Southern Gothic types who seem as though they've stumbled right out of a streetcar named Desire. These interrogations grow increasingly unsettling as the missing person mystery takes a twisted turn toward the paranormal, and it becomes harder to separate the actual setting from the abstract. What follows was an at times fanciful and often fascinating journey into darkness. I enjoyed piecing together Jeremy's fate via scraps of evidence collected throughout Dorsetto, as well as determining exactly what sort of dark magic was poisoning the roots of the Hartwood family tree. Expanded cast and updated visuals aside, arguably the biggest departure Alone in the Dark takes from the original adventure is a literal one. The imposing Dorsetto Manor remains as a central hub for the events of the story and is packed with plenty of rooms to unlock and meticulously crafted adornments to examine. However, a new magic voodoo talisman allows Edward and Emily to temporarily venture beyond the boundaries of the estate into some surprising dreamlike destinations as they follow Jeremy's breadcrumb trail through a metaphysical maze made up of his memories. It doesn't ever match the uncanny, multimedia morphing magic tricks of Alan Wake 2, but it does make for some distinctly memorable story branches and welcome changes of pace. In one, I found myself evading an unstoppable cosmic horror presence known as the Dark Man amidst the heavily stacked shelves of a vast, multi-level library, while in another, I had to adjust reflected beams of light to open locked doors in a dusty Egyptian tomb like something straight out of an Indiana Jones adventure. On that note, the puzzle design in Alone in the Dark is of a consistently stimulating standard. While you can opt for a simplified puzzle experience via the in-game options, I set the puzzle solution settings to old school and reveled in occasionally getting completely stuck, or at the very least, slowing down for extended periods of time to pore over each detail in my surroundings or thumb through pages of collected notes in search of hidden clues. There's a nice variety, too. for more visual brain teasers like arranging the fragments of an X-ray image into an unsettling whole, to the use of a codex to attribute numerical values to the sequence of symbols on a locked box. As for the enemies, the small assortment of Alone in the Dark's shadowy demons looked like they were based off smudged doodles stolen from Shinji Mikami's sketchbook, largely forgettable first drafts that lacked the disturbingly detailed level of creative monster design found in the likes of the Resident Evil or The Last of Us series. With the exception of the multi-limbed final boss and its pulsating weak points, there's no distinct method for dispatching them either, aside from just aiming for the head. And there isn't much in the way of shocking surprises like the tentacles that sprout out of the plague-riddled Spaniards' necks in Resident Evil 4, or corpses that come roaring back to life like the undead astronauts of Dead Space. The general lack of surprise or threat from its horde of garden-variety ghouls means that, although the impressively gloomy lighting and chittering ambient audio does create a reasonably creepy atmosphere, Alone in the Dark never actually seems all that scary, which is a cardinal sin for a survival horror adventure. Like a Louisiana voodoo priestess, Alone in the Dark is not without its charms, but its basic combat lacks the flexibility and function of Resident Evil 4. Its inventive narrative is never as mind-bending as Alan Wake 2, its uninspired creature design can't compete with Dead Space, and it's not nearly as scary as any of them. Its central mystery intrigued me enough to lure me through its strand of imaginative settings all the way to its story's end as Edward, and its puzzle design did feel consistently rewarding, but I was disappointed to discover that there wasn't a substantial enough difference to make a repeat playthrough as Emily feel particularly worthwhile. While this remake is undoubtedly a step up from the 3-decades-old original, Alone in the Dark fails to escape the shadows of the other contemporary survival horror titans that it helped spawn. Alone in the Dark's IGN score? 6. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Alone in the Dark updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.